amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you send in those scenarios. So if I've done one of these before, I'm getting it in a habit, Matt. As soon as I read it, I delete it. And you yell at me, and I allow you to yell at me to delete it after I'm done so we can not have
this problem.
That's
a good slogan.
But I do remember.
If I read it, delete it.
Okay. That's like a text dot.
Yeah. It's like be kind, rewind.
There
exactly.
You go. There you go. Okay. So I remember us having this conversation, but I don't think it was because of the email. And that's why I'm getting a little confused.
Okay.
So let's go. All right.
Okay.
I was asked to be a groomsman at a friend's wedding. This was a friend from high school. We spent a lot of time together hanging out. I was at his house weekly. I was shocked that I wasn't chosen to be the best man. Instead, he chose a guy that he only knew online. They played War of Warcraft together. Truthfully, I was insulted. The wedding was on the East Coast. Being a poor college student, I decided not to attend the wedding as a mere groomsman who was beaten out by a virtual friend. Had I been the best man, I would have crawled over broken glass for the groom. The groom ended up not having any groomsmen as his dad acted as the best man. Am I the jerk for not flying to my friend's wedding? Is my friend the jerk for choosing a virtual friend? Thanks for your judgment.
Yeah, I gotta say, you should have gone to the wedding. If you value the friendship and you think you're that good of a friend, it's hard to sit here and say, oh, I should have been your best man, because you don't know the relationship he has. It's an online thing. Maybe they talk about all kinds of things online, games like that. He could spend hours online talking to this guy, feels like, hey man, I've really gotten close to this guy. It doesn't mean that you're not friends. It doesn't mean you can't support your friend. It's really weird. Obviously, I think when you hear that on the surface, you go, what the hell? But hey, man, to each their own. And if that's the thing for the guy, if you really, you see him as, I thought I was his best friend, he's my best friend, but you won't go and support him because he chose someone else. I don't know.
And he still asked you to be, like, involved. It's not like you weren't invited.
Right. He's a groomsman. You're in it. It's not just an invitation.
Right.
You're,
I feel
you're
like,
still
man,
in the wedding.
Yeah.
I feel like I can understand the feelings being hurt. If,
sure, sure.
You know, you guys are best friends and he yeah. chooses someone else as the best man. I do understand that, but I'm with you. Even if you were to crawl in over broken glass to be the best man, I would think you would probably want to do the same thing.
To support.
And you're still
right.
in it and involved.
Right. And you look at it, again, I believe in the email said they hang out in person like once a week.
Right.
He could be online 6 hours a day talking to this dude nonstop, and you can form a bond. You can form a relationship like, hey, man, you know, I can't wait to meet you in person, but we've spent 40 hours a week for 6 months talking to each other.
And then even if it was a really good friend.
Right.
And I know that you chose this dude to be your best man. I go, him? Seriously?
Right.
Like, we can kind of laugh about
right.
it to get you it out
mean.
In the open. He
He's
explains
like, yeah,
it to me.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm still in it. Let's go. So I think the guy can pretty much choose who he wants to be
yeah.
best man at his wedding. So
yeah.
I don't think the dude is a jerk for not picking you as the best man.
But I do understand why your feelings would be hurt. I think it's okay to express that. But
right.
dude,
especially to a guy that you consider you're one of your best friends. I think you can talk to him about it.
The cost, and I understand that as well.
Sure.
You know, like, hey, he's getting married, the flight, the stay. Like, I just don't have the funds for it. You know, you could tell him, like, hey, I really want to support you, man, but financially, I can't make it happen.
But if you're going to be there as the best man.
Right.
Because
he would have gone
same,
as the best
right,
man.
Right,
right. That's just an excuse.
To get there as a
groomsman.
Right. So, yeah, I don't think your friend is a jerk. I think you're kind of leaning into it, my man. All right, my parents, 79 and 75, were visiting this weekend for my daughter's birthday. At one point, I went out to the garage and found a garage door opener I'd never seen before sitting on top of an instruction sheet.
Oh,
come
no.
to find out, my dad bought this garage door opener for his car. So he can program it to our garage so he can let himself in so he wouldn't need a key.
No.
A few things. One.
Dad's a jerk.
They live 3 hours away in East Texas.
Nope.
Two. They're never at our house unless we are. And three, he never asked. When I talked to them about it, I said it was pretty invasive. Am I the jerk for calling this out? Should I have just let this go knowing the garage door opener most likely never would be used? Or was it the right call to draw a boundary around my family?
Right call, boundary.
Yeah, correct.
There's no
Dad can't be popping in.
One, my parents would never do that. But if they did, I would be like, what are you guys doing?
It's like, just like giving them a key to the house, though.
Well,
you'd give your parents a key to your house.
Yeah, they don't have a key to my house.
Yeah, I don't know. I might. But I like
my
I would,
parents have a key to my house.
I would give my parents a key to my house, but it would be, hey, you're not just going to show up. For whatever reason, garage door opener feels like you're just going to show up whenever I open my damn garage.
And you would give it to him. He wouldn't go get one made.
Right.
Off
okay,
one that
Travis,
he stole
that's a good point. Maybe that's
you.
What it is. Maybe that's what the violation is. Is it's not necessarily that. That's exactly what it is. It's not that he has the garage door opener.
It's that
he
went
bought
to go
one.
Get
like
it,
a spy.
Right.
And he's out there programming it
right.
himself like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
That's what the problem is.
Oh, did you give me a new garage yeah. door opener, Dad? Nope, this is mine.
For my car.
I'm like, what are you doing? What do you mean? I'd smash it. Like, no.
He goes over and just spikes it right in front of him.
You would not smash that right in front of your dad.
What are you doing, Dad?
No, you
what
now?
You still move like you used to? Let's go.
Man, your
God,
dad, will
dad
put
you're
Oklahoma
always so
jersey
annoying.
On and just no. run right through you.
My dad picked me up with one hand and throw me through
like
the drywall
Brian,
in my
Rob
garage.
Bosworth, yeah.
Who are you my dad, like, remember
me,
when
dad?
You were a kid?
Yeah, I'm with you. Maybe it's the
that's
hey,
what
man,
it is.
He went to go get it himself without saying anything.
That's what it is.
I am going to hand my parents a key to my house. They have one.
That's fine.
But they like, don't come over just because they
right,
have one.
But I do think like if you gave them the garage door opener and if you gave them the key, but like what if you're sitting on your couch and your mom walks in and just unlocks your front door? Like, what are you doing? Oh, I took your key and got a copy made, so I just let myself in. Like what?
But they're not going to come over without.
How do I know?
Without, they haven't done it before.
But if you haven't given it to
they
them.
They didn't have the means to do so before.
I
that's
do,
the thing.
I feel like.
The, like if you give it to them, totally fine.
I think the parents get a bye. I say so. I think we're divided on this. And I think you guys, and we always lean the majority. So I think you guys
see,
are
here,
saying
here's
that the dad
thing.
Is a jerk.
I bet that if I went and got a garage door opener and paired it to my parents' garage, my mom would be like, oh, that's cool. My dad would be like, what the hell are you doing?
Don't come over here.
Okay, turnabout is fair play. Maybe if I did the same thing, yeah.
Like
okay,
my mom might even think it's weird, but she wouldn't say it. She'd be like, oh, it's okay. Come over. My dad, like, you can't just come into my garage whenever you want.
Well, I have
you don't live here anymore.
I have a key to my parents' house.
It's out of principle.
They gave it to you. They gave it to you. Okay, here's, all right, no. Whenever, next time you go to your parents' house, go buy a garage door opener, pair it to their garage.
Yes.
And then just show up, walk through their garage. And open it up.
Tell them the next. You don't tell them. Just the next time you
yeah,
come
right.
over, you open the garage and come
right.
in.
Yeah, my old man will have a fit.
Right. Exactly.
That's his palace.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our right. area.
No, okay. You, since you put it that way.
Yes.
Jeez. All right. Out on the boat fishing and was putting on SPF chapstick when my buddy asked to use it. I was like, what next? You want to borrow my underwear, a toothbrush?
No,
am I the jerk for being too oversensitive, or is that too familiar for dudes? I get it. Girls are different.
Well, obviously, girls are different. And I've always thought if you saw a girl and you're like, you know what, I'd make out with her, then you can eat after her, whatever.
Yeah.
So, kind of same application.
There's zero circumstances that
I would not
ask
share
a dude to use his chapstick.
Yeah, I would not. And if I did, I would cut off the top of it.
That's the play.
After you use it?
No, yeah. Before I use
oh, before
it from
before
him.
And
then
after.
Then after
I'd shave off a little bit of it and then use it like it's new.
Because if it's a desperation situation and you got chap lip, nobody
right.
likes that. You want to help
right.
a brother out. Maybe you even use your finger, get a little off the top, and
right.
then kind of pass it to him that way.
You don't want your finger
brother.
On it. I'm just saying.
That'd be weird.
You're kind of SOL, bro.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know what? Your lips are too far chapped for this to even help you out.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't let him get his pocket knife out and just kind of take the top off and then just
I would do
it
that.
On
like, right.
sensuous-like.
If that's the case, it's done. After you use it,
yeah,
throw it in
now.
The water.
Throw it away.
Throw it in water. We're not using
unless
it anymore.
Unless you happen to be on the boat and like the captain is a chick, you could be like, hey, use this and then give it to my buddy. So that she can rub it on her lips, and then he can use it, and then it's like you made out.
That is hot.
She doesn't want to do that either. You think she's going to be just
maybe.
Say, oh, yeah, let me
she's
rub
the captain.
Your
she's
chapstick
gotta
over
have
my
chapstick
lips.
For everybody.
All right, let's test this theory. When somebody comes in, I'm like, hey, would you share my chapstick with me?
No, and a girl is not going to say yes just because she's someone of the opposite sex. She's not going to want to use your chapstick either.
Probably not.
That's what I'm saying. That and toothbrush.
But that is
it's
weird because
too, you know, that's
if you had a significant other, I wouldn't even think about it. But yeah, I don't care. Whatever.
Oh yeah, no, right. No, it's great. But even just a stranger,
friend,
I don't care if it's just
because it's like you kissed. I don't want to make out with you.
Chapstick, yeah. The toothbrush, I'm not sharing with my significant other. That's
under extreme emergency.
Yeah, I think I'll just go.
I'm going
to
do that.
Go to the drugstore and get a new one.
Yeah, that would bother me. I'd share a toothbrush with the significant other.
Ugh. But just sharing like once. Plaque. Like an emergency, something on a regular basis.
The stuff you do with your significant other.
I'm with you. Yeah, I understand that, but it's different when you're brushing teeth.
There's way more that, when you break it down, is a lot weirder than sharing a toothbrush.
It's like your dad made a garage door opener of your garage door. It's just the principle of the thing, you know?
Yeah, that's something that is... I mean, I would rather just, you know what? I'll just go and buy one.
Right. Because I'm not going to share
this. And I've been married to my lady for 30 years, and I don't want to do it.
Yeah, I like her a lot, but I'm not saying
anything nasty about her.
Doesn't bother me at all. I'm like, yeah, use it. I don't care. But the chapstick with your
So you'd rather just gnaw away in your mouth with somebody else's toothbrush, but then the chapstick that's just on the outside of your lips, you're going, no way.
No.
I'm going to ask her.
No.
So if I had chapstick, would you let me share? Oh, I needed your chapstick. Would you let me use it?
Yeah, she wants you to use your finger. Yeah.
That's the only way. Because
she don't
want to
make out with you. That's the whole point.
But you just mentioned, it's just opposite sex. They'll be fine with it.
If they want to make out with you.
No, that's not. Everything in life is not about making out.
I know. But it's a good test theory of, hey, let me use your chapstick. No, I don't want to.
So what you're saying in conclusion, she doesn't want to make out with me. That's what you're saying.
Obviously.
That's it.
She just walked away and went away. What? She can't even look at you anymore.
I know. I don't blame
She's
her.
She's horrified by this conversation.
I mean, look at me. I wouldn't want to make out with me.
You know what? I will share chapstick with you, okay?
No, thank you.
Just for you.
No, thank you.
Our beards will touch.
Oh, my gosh. 10:13, it's the invasion. Am I the jerk? That's Am I the Jerk. We do it every single Thursday at 9:55. Am I the Jerk? Am I the Jerk? 1310 at gmail.com.